The union is now urging its members not to agree to casting, audition, or other professional meetings in private homes and hotel rooms, places they're now calling high-risk locations. Entertainment attorney and Hollywood Reporter contributor Jonathan Handel said the guidelines are much broader than some would have expected.
For one thing, they pointed out explicitly that their code of conduct applies to members both as potential victims, but also as potential perpetrators.
The guidelines are a major step following the Harvey Weinstein scandal to improve workplace safety by reducing the possibility of sexual harassment occurring in the auditioning or other casting processes, and more guidelines may come out in the weeks ahead. In Hollywood, Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.